God showed my guest what she would look like fully alive. Are you fully alive? Next. I can't wait to show you a recent video of my guest, Jesse Green. Let's take a look.
God showed me a vision of thousands of people being baptized in Huntington Beach, and there were so many people being baptized that they had to turn around and baptize the person behind them.
Jesus is the only one that can take death from turning into life. And so the question is, are you really living?
Jesse, what was that?
That is revival fire.
And you won't settle for anything short. I want to take you to, this will surprise all of you. I want to take you to the end of Jesse Green.
Yeah, back in 2009, I was living in New York City. I was working in the nightclub industry, dating a multimillionaire, traveling internationally, and just going after the things in the world. And I had depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts. And in a moment of honestly wanting to take my life, I screamed out to God in my Manhattan bedroom.
And well, wait, you had everything. Look, if you watch television and see movies, she had everything that makes you happy. But you weren't happy.
No, and on the surface, I looked like I was. I had celebrity friends, Louis Vuitton luggage, I had it all. And yet I would just come home just crying and taking medication to just stop my like crazy thoughts. I would see demonic like forces in my room. I was so tormented. And so I didn't know what to do. And I was crying one night and screaming out. And I just said, God, if you're real, you have to take this pain away. And then all of a sudden, all of New York City went silent. And I was living in Midtown Manhattan. It's never silent there. And the peace of God filled my room. And all of a sudden I couldn't cry. I tried to cry and I couldn't cry, and I could feel that God was in my room. And actually I was a little bit scared. I put the covers over my head and I knew that God was there and I knew that he was real and I wanted to follow him. And I just said to God, I said, if I can have a relationship with you, I will do anything to follow you. I'll give up everything to know you.
Did you hear that? God is real. When I had my encounter with God, I went all the way with God. There was no compromise. It wasn't 10%, I'm going with you, God. It was 100%. What happened with you?
I did what any normal Christian would do. I quit my job. I sold everything that I owned. And I went to an outdoor store with 5-inch stilettos on. And I said, I need a backpack. I'm going to travel the world as a missionary. And they were like, are you sure? You don't look like the outdoorsy type. And I went around the world for a year living in third world countries. And I just wanted the real Jesus. I just wanted to know him if he was real.
And then January 2016 was a red letter day for you.
My husband and I were full-time ministers in New York City at that point. God had taken us on such a long journey, and I just knew there was more. There's always more with God, right?
Of course.
And so I knew there was more, and I was praying for revival in New York, and we were praying and fasting. And as I prayed, God really showed me a vision, his vision. God asked me, he said, Jesse, what would you look like fully alive? And honestly, I didn't know. And so I said to God, I'm not sure. You know. And then all of a sudden, I started to see a vision. And in this vision, I was on the beach. I wasn't in New York anymore. There were people being saved. I was preaching outside. And I just saw thousands of people being baptized in Huntington Beach in the vision. And it ignited something in me. And I just knew that I wanted in. And so it was really an invitation from God. And I didn't even know what revival was or a revivalist. I'm looking all of this up on Google. And I just heard God say that he was inviting me to lead revival. So I was actually pregnant with our firstborn, David. And it was actually the worst time ever to quit our jobs, lose our insurance. And we took all of the money we had to buy a car. And we loaded it up with a few of our belongings. And we didn't know anyone in California. And we just started to share the gospel on the beach and hold on to that vision.
And so I guess all of a sudden, 1,000 people gathered immediately and God came through for you?
I wish that was the story. Actually, I don't wish that was the story because I had to go through a process of stepping out in faith on that vision. And it was about 4 years.
4 years?
4 years.
That's a long time.
I would go to Huntington Beach and I would stand on these little cement benches and I would think, this is the moment. This is the moment. The vision's gonna come to pass. I'd go out there, open up my Bible and start preaching. Not one person would stop. And I would look at my husband and say, I think I heard from God wrong. This doesn't look anything like revival.
4 years go by of preaching to the seagulls. That's it. 4 years. But then, because you could have given up easy.
I will be honest with you. I wanted to give up several times. And honestly, that's why it makes me emotional. That's why I love the presence of God. Because every time I wanted to quit and I would just go into the prayer room and pray, God would just say, I'm not a liar. Don't quit. Don't quit. There's so much more. There's so much more I have for you. And so I would just hold on to those promises. And then in 2019, it was like the best thing ever. In just a normal day of prayer, God said to me, Jesse Green, green light, the harvest begins, summer 2020.
Everything in God is timing. Everything is timing. Don't you dare give up. So the green light, then what?
So he said that this next revival would come through the equipping of the saints, and we needed to prepare nets. So I started calling every church in Orange County, inviting them over for dinner. I'm calling them all, this little blonde girl. I'm like, come over, I have to tell you this vision.
Now, how did that work out with COVID going on simultaneously?
So not so well. A lot of people thought we were very crazy. Honestly, we got a lot of backlash. And then everything in California was being absolutely shut down. And I just kept thinking, God, are you postponing this? And he just kept saying, Jesse, and I read John 21. He said, look at the man on the beach. I want you to throw the net on the other side. And I believe that that was an invitation to innovate with God and stop doing things just the same old way it's been done.
Wow, the presence of God is so strong right now. So you went to the beach and tell me what happened.
I went to the beach shaking. I was so afraid that I would be the only person there. That Wednesday.
I know that feeling. I used to have big meetings for unsaved Jewish people throughout the United States, and I thought I'd be the only one there. 1,000 people would show up.
Well, my experience was no one showing up ever. And so I had been casting this vision all around Orange County that this was going to be a harvest. And I went and everything was locked down and we went anyway. And I said, I'm just supposed to be there and I'm going to preach the gospel, even if it's to the seagulls. And there was hundreds of people there. I preached just that Jesus was the Messiah, that he died and that he rose again, and he wanted to give people the Holy Spirit. And people ran into the ocean to be baptized. And each week, thousands and thousands of people flew in from all around the country to come and be baptized.
Describe what you were seeing before your eyes.
Honestly, it's hard to even describe. I feel like that video is even just a glimmer. I felt like I was transported into the Bible. There were moments where the crowds were so large they couldn't hear me on the megaphone. And at one point, the Holy Spirit said, "Jesse, leave the front, walk into the crowd." And I was stepping over towels, stepping over people, screaming into this crowded circle, just the gospel. And people were just lifting up their hands, screaming out to God. Police trucks were surrounding us saying, "You must stop. This is a legal assembly. You must stop.
This is California. What do you expect?"
And one older lady in the end of the crowd, I was like, "What do we do? There's seven cop cars around us." And she screamed, "We will not be silent." And everyone ran into the ocean to be baptized.
What are they going to do? Go into the ocean to arrest you?
It'd be probably very hard.
Well, even young kids were being baptized with their parents.
Yeah, there was a young boy named Matthew. He was 8 years old, and he grabbed me by the hand, and he said, "Jesse, I need Jesus. I need to get forgiveness of my sins." And I'm thinking, what kind of sins does this 8-year-old boy have? And all of a sudden, he goes, we baptize him. His parents start confessing of living a life of sin. And I grab Matthew by the hand and I go, "Matthew, do you want to baptize your parents with me?" And he's crying, his parents are crying, and I grab Matthew's hand and we put them on his parents. And they go into the water and they come out, and the whole family just circles one another and they just start worshiping God. And I thought I would do this 1,000 times for this one family. And that just kept happening over and over and over again.
But guess what? You're not even going to believe this. 6 months this is going on, over and over and over again. The government is getting upset and upset and upset again because you have the mask and this beekeeper's uniform. Anyway, but 6 months later, Jesse hears a word from God. What did he tell you?
I started to wonder. We actually stopped the beach revivals for a little while, and we felt like God was inviting us in again to something deeper. And my husband kept saying, "Jesse, this isn't 10 weeks, 6 months, even 6 years of revival." He goes, "This is the revival of all revivals." And a lot of generals of the faith kept saying, "There's so much more, there's so much more." So we actually paused to press into what God was doing. And I kept thinking, "God, was that it? Was that all that you had?" And in an hour-long vision, God woke me up in the middle of the night.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought. Hundreds of visions have come to pass that Jesse's been showing. Want to find out what God showed her would happen to the world in the next 10 years? I mean, hundreds have come to pass. Let's see what God shows for the next 10 years. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Thousands coming out to the beach in California, getting saved, baptized, restored in every arena of their life, government going crazy. But Jesse, you had that vision that you hung on to come to pass. But then God gave you a series of visions for the next 10 years throughout the world. And they are so exciting. Can you just briefly tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, absolutely. So there were seven waves that were approaching the shore in the vision. And as each wave was hitting the shore, something was being ignited across the nations. The first wave, I believe we've already seen, and it's that opportunity to be all in or all out. But there really was this line being drawn in the sand. I think 2020 really was the very beginning of that. The second wave was this resurrection of the unborn, meaning that through the voices of women that have had abortions, there would be this surgence of holiness that would spread throughout the nations. The third wave was very crazy. There was crazy deliverance. It was almost like a prophetic showdown was taking place, just like what we see with Elijah. And then the fourth wave was this deep national repentance. I'm talking in churches, in governments, in entertainment. I think we're about to see people we never would imagine crying out to God and repenting. And then the fifth wave was a cleaning up of house. And that house is the church. And I believe that the fifth wave is when false prophecy is going to be exposed on a mass scale, which then leads into that sixth wave, which is the exposing of all idols. And I'm not just talking about idols that we know about, statues. I'm talking about idols in the heart. Idols in the hearts of believers, where we've allowed things to be a part of our church that is never meant to be there. And then the last wave, this one is the most significant, and I think this is the most exciting one. It's the recognition of Jesus as Lord, Jesus our Messiah, one nation under God.
What about someone that missed being all in at that first wave? Are all out, that missed it. I believe that's why God had you write your book, because I am told by our readers, it's like the presence of God jumps off your book and causes them to want to be all in. And you believe everyone that wants to be a fire starter can be.
Absolutely. Actually, in the middle of all of these baptisms, in the middle of revival, God actually asked me to write this book in the midst of it all. And I was like, Lord, I don't have time to write a book right now. I have three babies and all of this happening. I was right now preparing a tent revival while writing this in the car on the way over, because what's so important is this revival is not in one city. It's not with one charismatic leader. This is an opportunity for everyone that calls himself a believer to be ignited and ignite revival in their own cities.
Tell me about the vision of the fire.
Yeah, so we did a tent revival in December. We saw, again, just mass salvations and baptisms, deliverances, healings. And then we stopped again. This is a pattern the Lord keeps showing us. It's like this revival has an ebb and flow, like rhythm to it. And we went away to pray and fast for what was next. And as we were driving down the coastline of California, I was taken into a vision and I saw the hills ignite in fire. And California has actually been having a lot of wildfires in the natural, which I believe is a prophetic sign of what we are experiencing.
Right.
And so I saw this fire, and all of a sudden in the vision, I jumped out of the car. I ran into the fire. Something was drawing me in. And there were angels going in and out of the fire. They were burning. And as I went into the fire, Sid, every lie, every unforgiveness, every fear, every insecurity was being burned off of me. All of the witchcraft that had come against us in this season was just burning right off. Even all the things that I thought I wanted in this world, even as a Christian, all of those desires were just being burned off as I went into the fire. And all of a sudden I realized Jesus is the fire. And the closer that I got to Jesus, the more I just wanted to go further and further in. And then there were camps outside of the fire, and people were telling stories about the fire, and they were talking about what it was like to be in the fire. And I could feel the restlessness of the people around the camp. And they were saying, well, we want to go in. We want to go in ourselves. But something came over me, Sid, in this vision. I ran up to this woman, and I had charcoal all over my hands. They were, like, totally burned. And I knelt down in front of this woman, and the Spirit of God came over me, and I grabbed her, and I said, no, no, don't settle. Come with me. Come with me. You're meant to be in the fire yourself. And I grabbed her, and I dragged her into the fire with me so that she could experience the fire for herself. And I think this season, Sid, this opportunity, it's not just to hear stories. I love supernatural stories, but it's time to live supernatural stories, every single one of us.
You are being called front and center, all hands on deck. Let's start with this prayer. Repeat out loud. Dear Jesus, I've made many mistakes for which I'm so sorry. Jesus, I believe you died for my mistakes. And because of your blood, my sins are not only forgiven, you remember them no more. Jesus, come and live inside of me. Be my Savior and be Lord over all of my life. Amen. Pray, Jesse.
Jeremiah says that if you seek God, you will find him. And I believe that right now you're getting an invitation, not just for a mundane, lukewarm religion, but to be ignited with real life, to live a Christianity that's worth dying for. And so right now, I just pray that you would be ignited with the Holy Spirit. It says that you will be baptized by the Spirit and with fire. And so right now, wherever you are, I pray that you would feel fire right now, wherever you are, on the top of your head, through your hands, that you would feel the tangible presence of God, just like I felt in my apartment. It changed the trajectory of my entire life. And I believe right now, your entire life is about to change, because once you know him, nothing else will satisfy except Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus alone. You'll become addicted for just Jesus, all that he is. I pray that every single distraction, every entanglement of this world would be broken off of you right now in the name of Jesus, and you will not settle for sitting in a row, but you will burn. You will burn, you will burn, you will burn, and you will not be able to be contained. Rivers of living water will saturate you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. If not now, then when? I declare this over you right now in the name of Jesus.
And that prayer was for you. Hello, Sid Roth here with Jesse Green. And she's the young woman you've been reading about in the newspapers. She's gathered thousands of people when they were told not to do this on the beaches in California to worship God. And she's doing it because God told her to do that. But she has a brand new book, Wildfires, A Field Guide to Supernatural Revival. So, Jesse, why this book? Why now?
Sid, I believe that this revival is going to be one of the greatest revivals in history. And I think for the first time ever, this revival is going to require all hands on deck. That means every single city is going to be ignited with the fire of God. That means every single person can be a carrier of this revival fire.
Well, you know what I'm so amazed about, Jesse? My producer reads probably more books than most people on the planet. And this is the statement. I wrote it down so I'd have it correct. This is what she said. This is the best book I have read in years. It ignited something in me. When you teach, because you've taught this for years, but it's a brand new book, when you teach, she ignites something in you. What are you trying to help people do?
Sid, I honestly believe that if people can really lay down their lives and become totally consumed with the Holy Spirit, that they will see inner transformation as well as cultural transformation. Actually, just a few weeks ago, a 50-year-old woman told me that she read just the beginning of the book and she felt the Holy Spirit move in her life in a way she's never experienced before. And she actually went into the bathtub, rebaptized herself as a prophetic act. And then she said she went around her neighborhood preaching the gospel with a boldness she's never experienced in her entire life.
And that's the thing that occurs. It's not a natural thing. It's not an intellectual thing. Maybe you need the natural to get into the supernatural. But I believe that every word in that book is an impartation from God because it's your heart. I find like when I share my testimony, the same glory I experienced jumps on the people I'm talking to. That's what's going on in your book. God showed you a 10-year plan. What's going to happen over the next 10 years? In fact, you have hundreds of prophecies, and they've all come true, although some took a little while longer than you expected.
Yeah.
But just tell us one amazing thing you saw about ready to happen in the world.
Sid, I believe that right now we're just in the very birth pains of the revival that's actually coming. I believe that the thousands of people we saw baptized at the beach, even just a few weeks ago, hundreds of people being baptized with water bottles, these are just prophetic signs of what's to come. I believe that God really wants to saturate the nations with his presence in a powerful and tangible way. And I believe that this next 10 years, there's a great shaking coming. I know people thought 2020 was crazy, but I feel like we haven't seen anything yet. But what's so exciting is, as things become so crazy in the world, God is on the move in a greater way than I think any of us can even anticipate.
Jesse, God asked you a question. How would you like God to ask you this question after you've been a believer for many years and you're in frontline type of ministry? What does it look like when you're fully alive? What does it look like when you're fully alive, Jesse?
I know for many of us, we can kind of go in and out of our Christianity, just kind of going through the status quo of what it means to live a good Christian life. And for me, I thought I was living the Christian life you're supposed to. I was preaching and even evangelizing on the street. And then one day God asked me that question. That very question that changed the whole trajectory of my life, and I think will change the trajectory of your life. And it was, what do you look like fully alive? And the truth is, I didn't know, and I was so embarrassed. And so I just said, God, honestly, only you know. I think I took a page out of Ezekiel's book, and all of a sudden, I saw a vision of myself preaching on the beaches, baptizing people outside of the church, living this radical life. And the truth is, my life looked nothing like that. And so it was an invitation for something to change. And I think God wants to give you that same invitation right now, right this second.
Tell me about the Fire Starter Kit. This is three CDs that were done exclusively for you through our ministry. Tell us about it.
I'm so excited about the Fire Starter Kit. I just believe that as people listen to this, even in their car or at their house, I've just seen visions of them just all of a sudden getting totally encountered by the presence of God right where they are. I saw people driving and having to pull off on the side of the road because the presence would fill their car in such a powerful way. I believe that these teachings, each one, is a private invitation for you to go all in and live the radical life that we see in scriptures, and that invitation is for you.
And how about the bonus card that someone could put in their Bible, that a woman could put in her pocketbook, or in any book? Tell us what's on there and how it'll help us.
Yeah, we created a special card just for you as part of this package. Actually, the idea came around because I have Post-its all over my house of just reminders of the Word of God, the promises of God, and the invitation that He gives me on my daily walk with Him. And so we wanted to just create a way for you to have that where you could just keep it in your pocket and remind yourself of the invitation for revival that God has given you.
You're feeling something as Jesse's talking. That's the Spirit of God. And God is asking you that same question. What would it feel like if you're fully, fully, fully alive with the life of God, fully walking in your destiny, fully radiating the presence of God? This is a special book, and God wants to make you His special servant. Brand new book, Wildfires, A Field Guide to Supernatural Revival, brand new and exclusive 3-CD audio teaching series, your fire starter kit for igniting revival fire, and the bonus insert card with declarations, activations, and scriptures. And I'm going to tell you something. You get this resource and you'll never look back.